happens on Wednesday as your Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you in for the music of Victor Young and his orchestra, the Jeff Alexander Chorus, the songs of Evelyn Knight, and Texaco's great singing star, Gordon McRae. All brought to you by your Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I came down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene, and I stopped a day in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine, the prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue,
like cherry wine.
Now I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. So I held the ground and hung around, and I left on Friday night.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine.
The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. I was kind of blue and lonely, so I took my horse and pack, and on Sunday morn was up and gone, heading south and riding back.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine.
The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue,
lips like cherry wine.
At the gate I found her waiting, I was happy as could be.
Then he told her that he loved her true, and he said,
that goes for me.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
Thank you very, very much, and hello there, everybody. Well, next Wednesday, folks, the marquee out front of the Texaco Star Theater changes letters. And up goes the name of Milton Berle. It'll be a swell comedy show, and I hope you'll be in your radio box seats.
Gordon, I'm going to miss these Wednesday nights with you.
Well, same here, Evie. What are your plans after tonight?
Well, on September 24th, I'm opening the Barcelona Club in Cleveland, and I go up to Boston for a stint in the Copla Plaza, then down to New York for a stint in the Texaco TV. How about yourself?
Well, I'm going to be kind of busy, too, Evie. I'm finishing my latest Warner Brothers picture somewhere in the city. And on October 4th, I start a new show for the Association of American Railroads called The Railroad Hour, to be heard Monday nights right here on ABC.
Well, in that case, I think you shall sing Casey Jones.
Well, that's wonderful. But first, you've got to sing us that terrific tune, Buttons and Bows.
Coming right at you. West is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on using those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand up in my buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin, a shirt that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones in numb, the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboozle where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours. and bow.
Yes, it's September once again, and falling with autumn leaves are thousands of footfalls. The late summer sun looks down on husky American males once more intent on beating each other to a pulp. And in almost every American school and college, captains and quarterbacks in solemn little meetings pay heed to the wise words of their coach.
All right, Vic Ray. You too, Alexander. I'm counting on both of you to lead our team to victory in this first game of the 48th season. Now, I've told everybody we're a new and improved team, like new and improved Havilland Motor Oil. Havilland, you know, not only lubricates, but cleans as it lubricates.
Yes, Coach.
Okay. Before you lead the team out there to do or die, let's follow the old tradition and unite our voices in a cheer.
Rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, bah. What puts power in your car?
T-E-X.
A-C-O. That's the stuff that makes cars go.
Yay!
Of this.
According to backstage rumor, you're bedecking our last show before Milton Berle takes over next Wednesday with your colorful version of Casey Jones.
Well, Gordon, I won't say that my version is so colorful, but I will say that Casey is a fine old song, and I do love to sing it.
And how folks do love to hear it. Bill Verdeer on sound. Give Evie a rooty toot toot.
That's a gonna bump.
Casey Jones.
Two locomotives.
Casey Jones.
That's a gonna bump.
Casey Jones.
Two locomotives. There's two locomotives. That's a gonna bump. Casey's dead just before he died. The two more roads that I'd like to ride. Fireman said, well, what could they be? The Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Mrs. Jones sat on the bed crying. Just received word that Casey was dying. So go to bed, children, and hush your crying. Your papa was a hero on the Salt Lake Line.
Mrs. Casey Jones.
Your papa was a hero.
Mrs. Casey Jones.
On the Salt Lake Line.
Mrs. Casey Jones.
Your papa was a hero. Your papa was a hero on the Salt Lake Line.
You know, folks, it's always something for a singer to write home about when he bumps into one of those tunes that not only makes good music, but makes a lot of good sense. And here's a fine bit of philosophy surrounded by one of the finest combination of notes I've bumped into this year.
So be like I, hold your head up high, till you find a knowing there's a bluebird of happiness, and when he sings to you, though you're deep in blue, you will see a ray. Happiness.
time, Wednesday evening. The place, your town, USA.
Let's spend a quiet evening at home.
Just you and I.
You know, dear, I've been doing some thinking, strange as it may seem.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the radio has a theme song. So why shouldn't people in other occupations have theme songs, too?
You mean dentists and barbers and lawyers and bill collectors?
Exactly. Every line of work should have its own theme song. For example, how about you dreaming up a theme song for fan dancers?
Well, let me see. A theme song for fan dancers.
Mm-hmm.
How about... Every little movement has a meaning all its own.
Oh, that's very appropriate, dear. Very apropos.
Do you have in mind a theme song for the garbage collector?
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, he does a very important job and deserves a theme song. Let me think here. Theme song for the garbage collector. I've got it.
Everything I have is yours. I'll take all of it.
Could you dream up one for the lawyer?
You say a theme song for the lawyer? Oh, that's very simple.
I'll be suing you in all the old familiar places.
Here's an occupation that's not exactly a proud one, but how about a theme song for pickpockets?
Oh, I think this would make an ideal theme song for pickpockets.
There's just one place for me near you.
Or, don't button up your overcoat, you belong to me.
You know, one job we've overlooked for a theme song, the Iceman.
Oh, yeah, let's see here, the Iceman theme song. Oh, I got it.
Oh, I'm just a vagabond love.
Great. Another one we overlooked is the weatherman.
I may be wrong, but I think I'm wonderful.
How about a theme song for the income tax man?
Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
And last but not least, give us a theme song for the dentist.
Oh, that's it.
Over there, send a word over there.
Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. How can over there be a theme song for the dentist? I repeat, how can over there be a theme song for the dentist?
Because the Yanks are coming.
Sunshine I'd bring every day. You would reign all alone, like a queen on a throne. If I had
what's the matter, Evie?
Well, look, Jimmy's supposed to be on the air now, and he's fast asleep.
Oh, my goodness. Here, let me shake him a little. Hey, Jimmy, Jimmy, wake up.
Oh,
Oh, this is terrible. What'll we do?
Wake up, Jimmy, wake up. What about a steak dinner? With ice cream for dessert.
Oh, Gordon, here's a glass of water.
Well, I hate to do this, old man, but...
Golly, Gordon, he won't wake up for steak dinners or ice cream. He won't even wake up when we throw cold water on him. What'll we do? Who's going to talk about Sky Chief?
Sky Chief? Oh, did somebody mention Sky Chief? Oh, folks, there's a gas that's packed with pep and premium power. Man, Sky Chief seems to make a car fly over the road. It's topped in its class, all right. Oh, boy, those 36 holes of golf sure make a fella sleepy, don't they?
Keep him awake, Gordon.
Jimmy, who'd you play golf with?
Texaco dealer. The best friend your car ever had.
Folks, here's a great song which never fails to make the music lover's ears perk up and his eyes light up. Serenade from the Student Prince, for a very special friend of mine.
Overhead the moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough. Of a bird filling all the air with dreaming. Good, my heart, but still is beating. Only you can tell it how, beloved. From your window, give me greeting. My eternal vow.
Soft in the trees stirs the echo of my longing,
while all around you my dreams of rapture throng.
Visions glowing around me thronging, my soul, my joy, my hope, my fear. Your heart must tell you that I am near.
Lead on, I pour out my love, for you know to my life you are love. Oh, hear my longing cry.
For food from the millions of ill-nourished people abroad. What can you do? That's simple. Just send $10 to CARE, C-A-R-E, New York, New York. More than $10, CARE guarantees to deliver a 21.5-pound food package to any individual or group you designate in any of 12 European countries or Japan. How about it tonight, before you turn in? It means pleasant dreams for you and someone over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week the Texaco Star Theater opens its New York season with a big new comedy show starring Milton Berle. So try and make it one of your radio musts. Been mighty swell working for Texaco this past season, and to paraphrase Jimmy Wallington's slogan, you're a Texaco dealer, one of the best sponsors we've ever had. Vic Young, it's been a privilege working under your baton. And many thanks to Jeff Alexander and the chorus. And Jimmy Wallington, don't think it hasn't been good working with you, because it has.
Well, same to you, Gordon. And on your new show, many happy Hoopers. Well,
thanks again, Jimmy. In humble appreciation for all your help this year, Evie, may I kiss your hand?
Oh, come now, Gordon. You can do better than that.
Yes, I... I think maybe I can.
Well, folks, Gordon and Evelyn are busy at the moment. So this is Jimmy Wallington saying, hear the new Milton Berle show next Wednesday night, sponsored by your Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had.
Life is nothing without music. Music helps the world.
Wednesday night, the new Milton Berle comedy show, same ABC network. Check your newspaper for the new time. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Texaco.
Jimmy Wallington speaking.
American Broadcasting Company. WJZ New York, AM and FM.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas. Without missing a beat, the Texaco Star Theater continued right on with its new star, Milton Berle. Milton Berle already had his own Milton Berle show sponsored by Philip Morris Cigarettes. And this Texaco Star Theater was basically just a continuation of that series with a very few minor changes. So that you can experience this transition just as it occurred, you just heard the final Gordon McRae show, and now you'll be able to hear the very first episode of the Milton Berle show, which occurred the following week. The Texaco Star Theater's